Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. If you missed any of our interviews with Chick Hernandez or A.J. Francis, get on the Odyssey app, hit rewind, or you can just get it wherever you get your content. The iHeart app, the TuneIn app, or wherever you get your podcasts, Spotify, Apple Play, wherever. We're there. Where we're not is a new signed contract from Terry McLaurin. I don't think Terry would have played tonight anyway, but he definitely isn't. He didn't make the trip. He's back in Ashburn on the PUP list.
Yep.
Going through a contract hold in. Clearly, this thing has not progressed. You would have loved to see Terry out on the field on Wednesday for the joint practices. But he's not there. That's where we've landed. Jeremy Fowler from ESPN had some interesting comments about the McLaurin situation. I wanted to share those and let you react, B.
All right. The age and the third contract is the issue here. You know, I think the Commanders look at that as something that should warrant more of a reasonable price, at least in their mind, you know. And, yes, at a position like receiver where it's about explosion and it's about keeping your legs fresh, you know, that age 30 threshold can be important as opposed to maybe some other positions where guys won't slow down as quickly. You know, I think of Cam Hayward, defensive tackle in Pittsburgh, mm-hmm. wants a rework contract. He's 35 and was just an all pro. You know, not that McLaurin can't do that. It's just harder to do. So it's you know, you also have to remember where Adam Peters, the GM, comes from. He came from San Francisco where they have been unafraid to tackle difficult contract situations and let it get ugly and play out and have guys hold out, all those things. So he seems like an unmovable force in that way. And so that's why I just don't see a clear path in something getting done just yet. I think both sides are going to have to be a little more uncomfortable for a while. But I do ultimately think it gets done somewhere. You know, you have too much momentum going on. You already have a lot on Jaden Daniels' shoulders. To ask him to carry the offense without Terry is a big one.
The thing that gets me is this. Everyone thinks it's going to happen, but everyone says, like, well, you know, the position is about explosion, this, that, and the other. But the person hasn't slowed down yet. Okay? And I understand the age threshold, but you can't just automatically assume things are going to go bad with certain people. And that, but they all, everyone ends up with, well, but I think it's going to happen. It's going to get done. Why the hell it hadn't gotten done yet then?
You know? It is interesting. One thing he said there, and I want to thank our guy Rio for finding that audio and posting it online, letting us track it down. The Rambling with Rio podcast, I believe. The one thing he said there that stood out to me is, you know, both of these sides are going to have to get uncomfortable for a while longer.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
It doesn't make sense.
Like, At what point is this just a staring contest or a different kind of contest? Like, what's the point? If
the one thing we said earlier, they don't leak stuff.
Sure.
And, you know, I've been saying a lot of people have been doing a lot of speculating. And right now is at a point where everyone wants to say they know more than the other person. I still think nobody knows what is going on. What Ilk having hurt feelings. And I could tell the team also. The team is not, they don't dislike him or nothing like that, but it's negotiating. But I think all of the stuff we're hearing is different levels of some of the same things.
Same stuff, right.
And people are trying to get one word here, one word there, to make themselves smarter or better than everybody else out there. And I think it's all speculation, to be totally honest with you.
What would your deadline be? You're not a former player. You're not a media guy. Like, you are running this team. Like, if you're Peters or Quinn, whoever you are, like, when would you think, all right, it's my turn to buckle here and let's just get this thing
done? I would definitely want something done for me for the last preseason game, because I want to see some action on the field. And then you got basically 2 weeks for the first game. So you can get into whatever shape you need to be in. But I would like to see something that last week of the preseason for sure.
Even if it's just so he can go in the practices?
Yeah.
What do you think Terry needs for a ramp-up period to, like, go in that? Like, how much work does he need? Like,
Terry,
you can pick your date. If it's for the Monday night game against the Bengals, when does he need to be there? Or if it's for that Thursday joint practice against the Raiders?
See, the thing for me is, from what I know about Terry and I've seen Terry, Terry's ready to go at all times. Terry is a guy who came into this whole league with a chip on his shoulder. And I don't think he ever knocked that chip off his shoulder. So he's always putting himself in a position where he's ready to go. You know, and I know I said a lot, you got to practice football to play football. But there are some guys out there that just stays ready to go at all times. And he seems to be that guy to me. I can see him getting out there and probably be ready to go quicker than the average person would be.
I agree. He's also in the meetings and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's not like he's that removed from everything. I don't know. I don't know who will take the first step towards getting this done. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's a standoff.
I don't care who takes the first step, as long as it gets done. That's what I want.
Yeah, you know? I agree. And I still – every conversation I have, including with, like, people that really matter, we love Terry.
Yeah.
And it eventually push will come to shove. I don't know. Like, if it's – if you're $2 million off in the grand scheme of things, get it done. Mm-hmm. If you're fighting about – if a contract extension is 2 years or 3 years or 4 years guaranteed, like, if they're looking for a 4-year deal, that's just not going to happen.
More than likely not.
Or,
and if it's a fourth year on it, it's going to be one of them throwaway years anyway.
Right. Like, so I suppose what I hope is that they're not arguing over inconsequential stuff like a fourth year.
Yeah,
which wouldn't have guaranteed money attached to it. And so, really is pretty irrelevant. You know what I'm saying? Understandably, you're negotiating. Like, argue about stuff that matters, but make it about the guarantees.
Totally. Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
I don't know. It gets harder and harder to kind of wonder what it is they have going. Lanville, if you're cool, why don't we play the Diana here also? Because I know Diana had some comments on Terry, and then I want to get into all the over-unders that White Brian found us for tonight's game. So, Landy, you let me know if we can get Rossini here and her comments. Because, honestly, I think her comments are pretty similar to Fowler's, to your earlier point of, like, we're hearing these reports, but they tend to be pretty similar to each other with just a bit of different language. Rossini talking about Terry McLaurin's situation.
Takeaway from watching them is the offense is clearly better than the defense in Washington right now, right? Which is a great thing for them, and it should be. But they miss Terry McLaurin.
Where are we at with that? Do you feel any better, any worse about something getting done?
Yeah, I still believe something's going to get done.
He's looking for $33 million, like DK, right? Like,
I don't think it's going to land that high. I think he's going to return to Washington something closer to what I think Washington sees his value at soon to be 30, which is in the high 20s. That, to me, is the number that makes sense from the Washington side. Obviously, he wants more. He wants to be in the 30s.
If this thing gets to 28 and a half, like, that's the number I've been saying for some time. That's the high 20s. Mm-hmm. And you guarantee 2 years of it, that's $57 million.
Yeah.
And then you convert some guarantees this year, and you've got more guaranteed money than DK.
Make it better.
Do you think it has – here's my question for you. Do you think the reports of has to be more than DK, which means 34 mil a year, do you think that's legit, and do you think it gets there? Because I don't.
I don't think it gets there, and I don't think it's legit. I just think that, you know, that you saw that that was the last deal that was really done. And it kind of matches up because it came out the same type of year. I think that is the one thing people throw at, like, well, you know, he was trying to get that type of money. They may have asked for it. And as I said before, his agent, that's his job. Ask for as much as you can. See what they may, somebody might bump. They may jump at it. But you got to also have that number that you know you would take. You know, when you go into any type of negotiation, you know the number that I will settle at. But you're going to always ask for more. And if you're going to get a car, you got a number, you know you'll sell it. But you're going to always try to get it for less. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that number has to be there because if you're basically under contract, you're not sitting out the whole year, you're not going to just go home. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I think the player makes that decision. You tell them, listen, I always want it. I tell mine. You tell me you can get something, okay, well, guarantee me the one that they already telling me. And if you can guarantee that, then you can go fight all you want. But if you can't guarantee it, then let's get on this thing.
I don't think this thing gets done north of the DK AAV. And I think you got to – Dan Quinn said it famously. It's not a rebuild. It's a recalibration. They got to recalibrate what this deal looks like, in my opinion. And I think if you can recalibrate it, and both sides can kind of understand, yo, we're going to make sure your guarantees are there, and we need to get you back in camp. I think that's the best path forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Like, for me, it's all about how do we get this done moving forward, not about where things are and who's making what, because the other side is going to point to the Sutton deal that just got done and say, dude, That's the age bracket we're talking about.
They can throw the age bracket all they want, but they cannot. Listen, don't compare him to Sutton.
I agree.
You know, and I think that's the whole thing about it. Let's not just look at the age and the number, and let's look at the production. And I think you got to that's when you're fair to the person. When you also understand, yeah, he might be a little old, but his production is not where you what his other guys were.
Do you think it's possible they've pissed Terry off with the Sutton talk and the age talk? When we were at Eastern Motors, that's the one thing that seemed to kind of piss him off was the age
stuff. That would piss me off, too. I'm not – listen, yes, it could have pissed him off. But you know what? One thing, you can be pissed off. But you also got to have a level head to get this thing done.
Right. I totally agree. All right, you're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. We're running through over-unders for tonight's game. Who's going to do what? How will they get it done? We're talking receivers, running backs, kickers. Nobody go anywhere.
Commanders fans, it's B. Mitch, and I'm ready to take the excitement global. Join me and True Fan Travel this November with the ultimate fan getaway as Washington takes over Spain. Complete with game tickets, all-inclusive tailgate parties, 5 nights at the Westin Madrid Cusco, and curated local events across Madrid. Spots are limited, so head to truefantravel.com and lock in your seat. Use promo code HELL100. That's HELL100 for $100 off. True Fan Travel, they handle everything, and you make the moments. Make the memories. truefantravel.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.